Well, I don't know too much about that except for clay and sand and dirt.
Do you ever hear one called gumbo?
No.
Buckshot?
No.
What about loam or loom?
Well, I've heard the word loam.
Is that good or bad?
Soil?
Mm-hmm.
My impression is that it's good.
What would you, if you're talking about land that was really good, you might say the land was very...
fertile?
And what would you call the flat land next to a river or a stream that's real rich?
The delta.
Okay. What about just next to a creek or something?
I don't know about that.
Do you ever hear of a bottom or lowland? Or?
Well, I've heard of a bottom, I guess, but I didn't think it really... I always thought it meant bed of a stream that had either dried up or was temporarily dry.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a field that might be good for raising hay or something, but not much else? Just a grassland. You'd call that a
pasture, maybe? I don't know.
What about a term like meadow or prairie?
Well, those are terms that I think of as being somewhere else. A prairie, I think, is being maybe somewhere out west.
Mm-hmm.
And the term meadow, I don't hear it used very much around this part of the country. I think of that as meadows as being somewhere else. I don't know where.
Does that sound literary to you?
Meadow? Yeah, in a way.
And if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you say you wanted to...
drain it.
And what would you dig to drain the water off?
A ditch.
Would you still call it a ditch if it's big enough for a small boat?
Well, then you'd call it a canal, maybe. Probably a canal.
And say if you had a heavy rain and the water cut out a little channel, just kind of maybe down a slope or something, you'd call that a...
I don't know. I'm thinking of Tennessee terms again. Maybe a branch or something like that.
Would that have water in it?
A branch, yeah.
What if it's just dry? If it was just where some land washed away? And, you know, the water carried some land away. It'd lose them.
A riverbed.
Okay. And what if you call something that's real deep and narrow, where a whole lot of land had washed away?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a ravine or a gully or hollow or anything like that?
Well, a ravine or a gully, yeah.
What are they like?
Well, I guess just what you said. I guess that is a term I heard. I've heard a gully is where I guess it would be more in a mountainous area. We wouldn't have. I don't think we'd have very many gullies around here.
Is a gully any particular size? I mean, would it be big enough for, say, a tree?
Yeah, I think it would.
And if you had some water that was flowing along, you'd call that a...
a creek.
Okay, what else besides a creek?
Well, it depends on, I guess it could be a river. Or around here it might be called a bayou.
What's the difference between a creek and a bayou?
Well, I always think of a creek as perhaps having more movement in it than a bayou would. A creek may be running through some hills or an area where the water moves naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas bayous are kind of still.
Are they all freshwater?
Bayous, well, it's the same thing. You know, it depends on where it is. If it's close to the Gulf, it may be partly salt water, brackish
mm-hmm.
water.
What else besides the Gulf has salt water?
Well, the Mississippi Sound, the Atlantic Ocean, all oceans.
How's the sound different from the Gulf?
Well, a sound isn't, I don't think it's right to say it's a body of water, but it's a place where there'll be land on one side and maybe an